Hello, hello. I am back with another top college football top 10 rankings. I shouldn't say another because for those of you who might remember this, hello, hello, House Divided Podcast listeners. It is Austin. For those of you who might remember this from earlier in the season, it's top 25. But now that we are in college football playoff time and the committee is giving us rankings, we're just doing a top 10 because that's more relevant than doing the whole top 25. So with that being said, let's get right on into it. No fancy gimmicks, no hiding teams. What you see here on your screen or what you hear me say is what you get. There is no fancy gimmicks if you're watching this. It's just all on your screen. Starting with number 10, the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Them and Notre Dame are interchangeable to me. I have Oklahoma State at 10 just because their loss was way worse. Makes no sense to me. I mean, they lost to Iowa State. Iowa State's awful. Iowa State lost to West Virginia. Iowa State's terrible. Oklahoma State has at least a better, in my opinion, better chance of getting into the playoff than Notre Dame does because Oklahoma State has to play Oklahoma later this year. Notre Dame's pretty much SOL. Number 9, Notre Dame. As I said, they have a slightly better loss, so that's the only reason right now that Oklahoma State is higher than, or Notre Dame is higher than Oklahoma State. That's it. Both of them interchangeable. Both of them pretty irrelevant in the grand scheme of things. Number 8. Here's where I'm going to get some people mad at me. The Michigan State Spartans. I do not take a lot into head-to-head, as you will talk about here in a little bit more. Yes, Michigan State beat Michigan. It happened. It 1,000% happened. Can't take that away from the Michigan State Spartans. But then you turned around and laid an egg to Purdue. So that right there is why Michigan State gets in at number 8. Michigan State happy, however. Michigan State, however, does control their own destiny. Michigan State has Ohio State next week. They have to win that game. If they win that game, as long as Michigan State is able to go out and beat Maryland, Ohio State, and then Penn State, Michigan State's in the college football, or not in the college football playoff, Michigan State's in the Big Ten championship, and then they have to beat Wisconsin, Minnesota, Purdue, or Iowa, or maybe Illinois if Illinois goes on some absurd run. Michigan State does control their own destiny, but right now, that loss to Purdue gets them in at number 8. Number 7, the Oklahoma Sooners. Some people are going to look at this and be like, well, why is Michigan a one-loss Michigan team over ranked over Oklahoma? Oklahoma is ass. There's no way to put it. The Oklahoma Sooners are terrible. They're not good. They're bad. They have not looked good at all this year. They have not screamed impressive to me this year. Oklahoma, their best win is against Western Carolina University, the Western Carolina Catamounts. I mean, they did have a good 30-point win over Texas Tech, but they've just never been really convincing to me, so they slide in at 10. Number 6, the previously mentioned Michigan Wolverines. They lost to Michigan State. They lost to Michigan State. If they didn't lose to Michigan State, they'd probably be ranked over Cincinnati. However, Michigan also looked bad against Rutgers. Michigan also looked bad against Nebraska. We'll talk about teams that have looked bad against Nebraska here in a minute. Oklahoma also looked bad against Nebraska. Number 5. This is where a lot of people are. This is where I already have people who are mad at me. Number 5, the Cincinnati Bearcats. We will talk more about this here in a minute after I talk about my top 4. We'll get back to Cincinnati and then We're gonna jump. We'll skip three and four for now. Number one, the Georgia Bulldogs, best defense in the country. They're gonna win out. Number two, Alabama for now. Alabama will have to play the Georgia Bulldogs, assuming nothing stupid happens. Alabama will have to play the Georgia Bulldogs here at the end of the season in the SEC playoff or SEC championship game. If Alabama wins that, they're number one. I mean, if Alabama wins that, they're in. They're not just number one. They're probably in. They're not probably in. They are in. Probably number one. Georgia is in no matter what. Alabama is in as long as they win out. Number three. Ohio State Buckeyes. Number four, Oregon. Let's start with why I have Ohio State over Oregon. Ohio State, and I do understand why the committee themselves has Oregon over Ohio State, but Ohio State has looked better than Oregon since that week two matchup. Ohio State has the number two offense in the country, or number one offense in the country. I believe they actually might be down to two now, just off of their two not great. Let's see. Yeah, actually, Ohio State is down to three, technically. The two teams ahead of them are ACC teams, though. Ohio State, up until 2 weeks ago, had the number one offense in the country. I think they still lead in scoring offense. Let's see. Yeah, they're still leading in scoring offense. Ohio State is, honestly, and you can't, I don't know if you can even really argue it, because Virginia, ACC team, Pitt, ACC team. Ohio State has one of the best offenses in the country, though. So they get in over Oregon. Oregon has been kind of mediocre all across the board since they beat Ohio State. Yeah, they've just been mediocre at best. Ohio State's defense has gotten better. Ohio State went from one of the worst defenses in the country to their ranked, let's see. I had to actually look at that because I didn't remember what they were. So that's how Ohio State slips in over Oregon at three. Number four, Oregon, I've already talked about. Now we move down to number five. The Cincinnati Bearcats. Let's just compare them to Ohio State. The Cincinnati Bearcats, because the committee themselves has Ohio State at number four. The Cincinnati Bearcats have played two common opponents of Ohio State. Ohio State beat Tulsa by 21. Cincinnati beat Tulsa by 8. Ohio State beat Indiana by 47. Cincinnati beat Indiana by 14. So against common opponents, Ohio State has a plus 68. Yeah, plus 68 margin of victory. Cincinnati has a plus 22. Or in turn point differential, not margin of victory, but still. Plus 68 point differential. Cincinnati has a plus 22. That's right there. That's it. And I don't think Cincinnati should be over Oregon, because Oregon beat Ohio State. This song is terrible. Perfect timing to end it. So that is my top 10 college football playoff rankings for this week, going into week 11. Again, Well, dude, just number one, Georgia, number two, Alabama, number three, Ohio State, number four, Oregon. Those four teams are in if we were to start today. All four of those teams control their own destiny. Cincinnati is number five, number six, Michigan, number seven, Oklahoma, number eight, Michigan State, number nine, Notre Dame, number 10, Michigan State. A little bit on this. Cincinnati does not control their own destiny. Cincinnati needs a lot of chaos to happen because Ohio State has to play Michigan State and Michigan. If either of those two teams beats, if either Michigan State or Ohio, or Michigan State or Michigan beats Ohio State, either of those two teams is jumping Cincinnati. Cincinnati will not play another ranked opponent this year unless chaos happens. Cincinnati is not in control of their own destiny. Oklahoma kind of is a little bit. Not a lot, though. Really, we have the top four control their own destiny, and then Michigan, Michigan State control their own destiny. That's it. So, that is your top 10 from me for the week 11. We will see you guys all on the podcast. Thank you for listening to this. We'll see you later. Peace.